Codependency and Narcissistic Abuse. The Complete Codependent and Narcissism Recovery Guide for Identifying, Disarming, and Dealing with Narcissists and Abusive Relationships. Written by Eva Spencer. Narrated by Eva Spencer. Codependency, Breaking the Patterns. The Codependent Recovery Guide to Cure Your Soul Against Narcissistic Abuse, Toxic Relationships, and Sociopaths. Improve Communication Skills, Confidence, and More. Written by Eva Spencer. Narrated by Eva Spencer. Chapter 1. Codependency, The Opponent. In order to ensure another's happiness, a codependent person will go to considerable measures, even at the expense of their own health and well-being. Many enablers are willing to put their own convictions and conscience aside to meet the needs of the person they are enabling. When the enabled person allows or even encourages this behavior, it is only possible for it to continue. The commitment and concern that a codependent person has for the enabled's happiness are manifested in their actions and attitudes towards them. Codependency is defined as a relationship in which one or both partners are currently suffering from, or have previously suffered from, substance abuse, mental illness, or family trauma. Developing a codependent relationship as a means of coping with the pressures of one's life is an acquired response to traumatic life experiences. If you find yourself inhibiting any of these behaviors or experiencing these feelings, especially if you can determine you may have had traumatic life situations, it is very possible you are engaged in a codependent relationship. What is codependency? Codependency refers to an addiction to another person, rather than a substance such as alcohol or drugs. Because of substance abuse and addiction, even the most intimate interpersonal connections can become strained or broken. Because it is difficult for someone suffering from an addiction to maintain good relationships, codependency and addiction are frequently observed in tandem. Those who have grown up in a codependent household are more likely than others to acquire codependency due to their upbringing and experiences in the home. The term codependency was first used in the context of families in which one or more members were struggling with alcoholism or drug addiction, respectively. As a result, the word has come to describe the dynamics of a family in which one or more members is battling alcoholism or drug addiction. Numerous dysfunctional family systems can result in the development of codependent relationships. And in many dysfunctional family systems, those codependent relationships are maintained. People who are battling addiction or mental illness are more likely to fall into various codependency roles, which might be beneficial in some situations. Others will become caretakers, which assists the addict with his or her addiction. If a person experiences enough enjoyment and fulfillment as a result of having to care for their partner, codependency can progress to addiction for them as well. Because they all feed into one another's existence cycle, it might be difficult to determine which condition arose first. People who have a better awareness of the underlying reasons for addiction and codependency are better able to recognize when it is time to seek treatment for their problems. The use of manipulative behavior to obtain one's sense of self-worth when one's senses of self-worth is related to another person's affection and acceptance can be defined as follows. It is not uncommon for the term manipulation to refer to a sleight-of-hand trick, despite how horrible it sounds, when it really means the action of manipulating something in a skillful manner. For many people, the concept of codependency is a tough one to fathom. Some people may interpret it as a state of being clingy or needy, but codependency is a potentially harmful mental and behavioral tendency that can be passed down from generation to generation. In some circles, the term relationship dependence or relationship addiction has been used.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?